Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on creating a pirate signal style tape hiss atmosphere and making it move with automation. If you've ever heard that dark, ghostly radio static vibe in a drum and bass intro or breakdown, that's the energy we're chasing here. Not just noise, but a living texture. Something that feels like it's beating broadcast from a broken transmitter somewhere in the dark. And in DNB, this kind of atmosphere matters a lot. It gives your track tension before the drop. It glues together transitions. It makes an intro feel like a scene instead of an empty loop. And best of all, it adds motion without messing up your kick, snare, and sub. So the goal today is simple. Build a hiss layer, shape it with a few stock Ableton devices, then automate it so it opens, closes, and drifts like a pirate signal breathing in and out. Let's get into it. First, create a new track just for your atmosphere. Name it something obvious like Hiss Atmos so you can find it fast later. Keep it separate from your drums and bass. That separation is important because atmospheric sounds can get messy if they're mixed into the main rhythm track. For beginners, the easiest starting point is a hiss sample. You could use white noise, room noise, a vinyl-style hiss, or even a slightly degraded cymbal tail. The exact source is not the main issue. What matters is that it has enough texture to feel interesting, but not so much brightness that it becomes painful. If your noise is too bright, don't just turn it down right away. Shape it first. Drop an auto filter after the hiss source. This is one of the main tools for the pirate signal feel. Set it to a high-pass filter, then bring the cutoff somewhere around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz as a starting point. Keep the resonance fairly low to moderate. You want movement and focus, not an annoying whistle. After that, add EQ 8. Use it to clean up the bottom end. Cut anything below roughly 150 to 250 Hz so the hiss stays out of the kick and sub area. If the top end gets harsh, dip a narrow area around 5 to 8 kHz a little. And if it feels too dark, you can add a gentle high shelf around 10 kHz, but go easy. In DNB, too much bright noise can fight with your hats and snares fast. Now let's give the sound a little grit. Add saturator or redux after the EQ. With saturator, just a small amount of drive is enough. Think around 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on. That gives the hiss a worn, broadcast feel. If you use redux, keep it very subtle. A little bit of downsampling or bit reduction can make the signal feel more damaged without turning it into a full lo-fi destruction effect. At this point, your atmosphere should already sound like a controlled hiss bed. Not huge, not flashy, just there, waiting to be animated. Now for the most important part. Automation. In arrangement view, automate the cutoff of auto filter across an 8-bar phrase. A nice beginner pattern is to start with the filter more closed in bars 1 and 2, then gradually open it across bars 3 and 4. Hold it open around bar 5 for tension, then either close it back down or gently modulate it through bars 6 to 8. The key here is smooth motion. Don't make it jump around too fast. For this kind of texture, slower movement feels more believable and more musical. Think of it as the signal trying to stabilize, then slipping again. Next, automate the volume of the atmosphere track itself. This is one of the simplest ways to make the arrangement feel bigger. Start the hiss quietly, maybe around minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Then bring it up a little over the intro or breakdown so it becomes more noticeable by the end of the phrase. Right before the drop, you can let it swell slightly, then cut it back or duck it so the first drum hit lands harder. That contrast is huge in drum and bass. A lot of the power of the drop comes from what disappears before it. If you want a bit more movement, add auto pan after the saturation stage. Keep the amount low, maybe 10 to 30%, and use a very slow synced rate, like 1 bar, 2 bars, or even 4 bars. You want drift, not a dramatic stereo wobble. If the sound starts to feel too wide or distracting, reduce the effect or use utility instead and automate width more gently. A really useful trick is to use width as a distance control. Wider can feel more distant and cinematic. Narrower can feel more focused and closer. So if you want the atmosphere to feel like it's moving toward the listener, widen it a little as the section builds. If you want it to back away before the drop, narrow it or reduce it. Reverb can help too, but use it carefully. A little reverb makes the hiss feel like it's bouncing through a warehouse or an abandoned transmitter room. Try a decay time between 1.5 and 4 seconds, with low cut and high cut set so it doesn't wash out the mix. Keep the dry slash wet low, and if it gets too blurry, automate the reverb so it blooms only in transition bars. That's a great beginner mindset in general. Don't leave every effect on all the time. Let the atmosphere change with the arrangement. Here is a really effective pirate signal move. In the last one or two bars, before the drop, open the filter wider, raise the hiss volume slightly, then cut it or duck it just before the drop hits. That brief opening feels like the signal is coming alive right before it vanishes. Super effective. Super simple. And if your atmosphere chain starts getting complicated, don't be afraid to commit. Freeze and flatten it, or resample it. In DNB, fast decisions are useful. A committed texture can help you move forward instead of endlessly tweaking. Let me give you a few teacher-style reminders while you work. Think in layers, not one giant sound. A convincing pirate hiss texture often works better as two or three quiet layers than one loud noise bed. For example, one airy hiss, one darker tape layer, and maybe one tiny crackle layer underneath. Each part can do a small job. Also, compare your atmosphere against a plain drum loop. A sound can seem amazing solo, but if it masks the groove, it's not really helping the track. In DNB, the vibe has to survive when the drums are busy. And remember, less movement can actually create more tension. If your modulation starts feeling too obvious or too sci-fi, back it off. Pirate radio style texture is usually more believable when it feels unstable, not exaggerated. If you want to go a step further, you can use clip envelopes for repeating 8-bar phrases. That can be cleaner than drawing automation across the whole arrangement. Very handy when you want the same intro texture to loop in a controlled way. Let's talk arrangement for a second. A good intro progression might start with the hiss barely audible in the first 4 bars, then open a little more in bars 5 to 8, then become stronger in bars 9 to 12 while still staying under the drums before the drop. Thin out the low mids and let the atmosphere cut or duck so the impact feels bigger. You can also use the hiss in breakdowns, switch-ups, and outros. In a breakdown, let it become more obvious for a few bars, then strip it away before the groove returns. In an outro, let the hiss and distant effects carry the energy as the drums fade out. That makes the track feel like it's disappearing back into static. If you want an extra dirty version for darker, DNB, add a second copy of the hiss track and make that version darker or more degraded. Pan the two copies slightly apart, or automate them differently for a wider, less static bed. You can also sidechain the atmosphere lightly to the kick or snare so it breathes with a rhythm instead of sitting rigidly on top. For a more radio-tuning vibe, try a dual-filter approach. Put one filter high pass on the layer, then another gentle band pass after it. Automate them in opposite directions. One opens while the other narrows. That can create a really convincing broken transmission feel. And if you want a quick homework challenge, build 3 versions of the same atmosphere, one clean, one darker, and one wilder. Put each one under the same 8-bar drum and bass loop and listen to which version supports the drums best. Then mute the atmosphere for a few bars and bring it back in. That contrast will teach you a lot fast. So to recap, build your hiss source, shape it with auto filter and EQ, add a touch of saturator or redux, then use automation on cutoff, volume, and width to make it breathe across your arrangement. Keep it mid and high, keep it controlled, and let it support the kick, snare, and bass instead of fighting them. That's the pirate signal approach. A simple hiss layer, a little grit, a bit of movement, and smart automation can make your DNB intro feel instantly more cinematic and dangerous. All right, let's build that atmosphere and make the signal feel unstable.